Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Thursday, May 5th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPECC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. KPECC's Air Talk has been featuring conversations with the candidates running for LA County Sheriff in the June primary. Two of the best-known candidates called in today. First, incumbent Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Of course, he's feuded repeatedly over the last 3 years with the county's Inspector General and with the civilian commission that oversees the Sheriff's Department. Villanueva says both are biased against him.
They're political actors acting at the behest of the Board of Supervisors that has never wanted me in office. In fact, they fought hard to prevent me from being elected. So as soon as I assumed control over the organization, day one, they were firing away at me.
LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, one of his highest profile challengers, is former Long Beach Police Chief Robert Luna. Luna says if he's elected, the bickering with county officials will stop.
I would do a complete 180 from what's happening right now. I believe that you need to find a balance in keeping LA County safe, supporting your employees, doing meaningful reform, but do it without so much conflict, drama, and chaos.
We have more information about the upcoming primary election for LA County Sheriff. You will find it at LAist.com/voter-game-plan. An activist group that's battled for years with the LAPD over surveillance is suing the police department and the city of LA over security cameras at Echo Park Lake. They were installed last year when the city shut down the park for repairs and to clear out a camp of unhoused Angelenos. Hamid Khan with the Stop LAPD Spying Coalition says his group has tried to get records on where the security cameras are, but the LAPD won't hand them over.
They started claiming that the disclosure of a location of even one of those cameras would compromise law enforcement, which is really an unprecedented legal argument to say that no state agency is ever required to disclose the location.
Hamid Khan says he wants the community to know how they're being watched. The LAPD and the LA City Attorney's Office have not yet responded to our request for comment. Well, you know how precious and affordable place to live is in Southern California. Often those who move away point to the high cost of housing as the reason they left the Golden State for wherever you don't need so much gold to pay for a place to stay. That brings us to the Hillside Villa Apartments in LA's Chinatown. The tenants who live in the villas say they are facing huge rent hikes. And KPECC's Phoenix So says they're worried they'll lose their homes.
Hillside Villa was built in 1989 under 30-year affordability covenant, which expired in 2019. Tenants say since then, the landlord has been trying to raise rents to market rate. Some faced a hike of more than $2,000 a month at the start of the pandemic. And last week, tenants say they received a rent hike of nearly 10%, higher than what's allowed by state law. Longtime Hillside resident Leslie Hernandez says most tenants cannot afford to pay the current rents.
This is basically an eviction, especially here in LA, that the homelessness has increased so much.
Tenants are asking Councilmember Gil Cedillo to get the city to buy the building through eminent domain. Cedillo says in a statement that he's fiercely advocating for that. Hillside residents and supporters say he's not moving quickly enough. They want immediate action. The landlord, Tom Botts, insists the rent hikes are legal and don't apply to low-income tenants who get Section 8 rental subsidies. He says the city should provide rental aid to other Hillside residents.
There should be a program that helps these tenants transition either into Section 8 subsidies or into moving into areas that they themselves can afford.
Botts says he met with Cedillo a few years ago to talk about this, but has not heard back since. Cedillo's office as Botts continues to provide misinformation and inaccuracies. I'm Phoenix So.
Federal government maintains a national inventory of dams that shows the condition of 92,000 dams in the U.S., satisfactory, fair, or poor and in need of repair. Well, that info was secret for national security reasons until last year. The Associated Press says the National Inventory still has no info about the condition of some of the biggest dams in America, like the Oroville Dam in Northern California, the tallest in the nation. It nearly failed in 2017 when its secondary spillway began to crumble after heavy rains. The California Department of Water Resources owns that dam but has not reported its condition to the National Inventory. It also owns Pyramid Dam in Northern LA County, and it hasn't reported that dam's condition either. Why is that important? Well, because the National Inventory of Dams says if either failed, you would see lives lost and property damage in the billions. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.